to pray. Barato Rabba. Lift up your hands, everybody, and close them. Melebo Satabra Kabandaba. Maradobro Sike Brandaba Kibandabro Siadabra. Haraba Baradobo Siaba Tabra Kapa. Leandebe Karobo Sadabra Kaba. Hayande. Ayandobo siande belebro karabaya. Karabo sikabrande belebro zarabra. Are you praying? Somebody pray. Karobo sandebre karaba. Harabadabro satiriandaha. Kaya dibo saraba dabro baranda briande bazando basike balaha. Madibo Zarabadaba Kibo Saribo Satabrande Bele Koziba. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Kebaraba Karibo Sike Barako Zadabra. Touch our lives. Touch our lives. Touch our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down. All right. Are you excited to be here? Okay. Now, this session is also very short. It's a very short session. And then after that, I'll give you another break. And then you come back. Okay? It's a short session. I'll give you a break. And then you come back. Is that all right? Now, anybody who misbehave in this session, I will not take it lightly at all with you. Anybody who misbehave in this session, I will not take it lightly at all with you. Told you already. Anybody who misbehaves, you see, I'll not mention, I'll just come to where you are and I'll knock you. You better be attentive because I gave you a long break to go and sleep. You woke up, you ate. If I see you sleepy, please give me a bottle of water. If I see you sleepy, I'll open a bottle of water and I'll pour on you. Hallelujah. And hey, remove your head. Sit up. Everybody sit up. You are looking back. Hey. Yeah. Thank you. I see you sleeping. I'll remove your shirt and I'll pour all inside. So I'll try it on somebody. You see that I'm serious. Amen. Yeah. But I believe that God is blessing us in this camp, true of us. Are you enjoying the camp?
Yes.
Have you been given your t-shirts?
Yes.
Are they nice?
Yes.
All right. So how many colors do we have? Red.
Green.
Green. That's green.
Yellow.
Red, blue, green.
Yellow.
Yellow.
White.
Wow. Tomorrow we'll wear all those colors tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow the camp is ending tomorrow. And I believe that we are going to have a very good time. All right, let's pray again. Father, we thank you for our gathering. We pray that, Lord, let the preaching of your word profit us in Jesus' name. Come true for us and help us. And we pray, oh God, that may your blessings be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This carpet is here. I see your hand too. I said, now when I see you doing something bad, I'll just come and beat your whatever. Amen. So we've been talking about mighty foundations. Pastor Peter, can I get a little volume? Mighty foundation. Everybody say mighty foundation.
Mighty foundation.
Yeah. And I'm saying that your foundation must be strong. Everybody say strong. Do what I'm saying.
Strong.
I say strong. I must build a strong foundation. Yeah. And God, am I getting echo? There's echo. Are you sure? If there's echo, remove the echo. God is interested in helping you to build a strong foundation, a mighty foundation. If you are building a foundation, then it must be the strong one. Don't build the weak one. Yes. Never build something that will get destroyed or that will collapse in few years. So we spoke about the foundation of quiet. Hey, you are not responding. The foundation of what? And another one, foundation of what?
Prayer.
Foundation of prayer. This evening we are coming to pray. This evening I'm coming to pray for everybody. Yeah. Some people came to tell me that they want to speak in tongues. Don't worry. This evening you speak in tongues. Then we have the foundation of what? What is the third foundation? Foundation of singing Christian songs. Your songs are important. Your songs will make you spiritual, or they will make you carnal. If you sing profane music, worldly music, they will make you carnal. Yes. If you sing songs that are not spiritual, they will make you carnal. And Romans chapter 8, is it 5 verse 8 or 8 verse 6? It says that, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Yeah. Music can destroy you. It doesn't matter who you are. And I'm saying that the devil's main aim, one of the tools the devil uses to destroy the future and the destiny of young people like you, is the tool of music. Everybody likes music. Everybody is interested in music, including those who cannot dance. Everybody listens to something. And if the devil can get you to listen to worldly music, then he has succeeded in destroying your future. Yes. That is why people pay so much. Somebody should advise this girl. People pay so much. People invest so much in music. Yeah. Look, apart from football, the next thing is music. You see that little children coming up, everybody want to become a musician. Yo, that's how they start. Yo, it's in a normal child to fist a kakra. Yo, then he puts on phone, be that they should record him. That is it. He is coming to cut album for us to listen. Yeah. And I'm saying that the filthy the song that you listen to, the more carnal you become. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you come late, you better hurry up, okay? Sit down. I don't know what made you so late. Madam, one person, one chair. Why is she following you still? Next one. What's the next one? The foundation of what? Memorizing scriptures. Everybody say memorizing scriptures. You will memorize scriptures in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I say you will memorize scriptures in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah.
Don't spend your life memorizing foolish lyrics. Lyrics of songs. Yo, such a useless thing, you're able to memorize them. But when it comes to the scriptures, you are not able to do that. What's the next foundation? All right. So I started with you, and that's foundation number what? Five. Is what? Six. Yes, six. Six. The foundation of reading Christian music. Everybody say the foundation of reading Christian music. Hey, listening to reading Christian books. Yeah. Listen, one of the foundations you must build. I'm preaching. I'm ending in 30 minutes. One of the foundations you must build is the foundation of reading. Now, the people who rule the world, the people who are successful, are the people who read. A lot of information are hidden in books. Okay? You cannot live your life without reading books. Knowledge does not enter your head by osmosis. You don't know what osmosis is. Knowledge doesn't enter your head by diffusion. Knowledge enters your head by making a conscious effort. Listen to me. By making a conscious effort to allow that knowledge to enter you. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2. Daniel 9 verse 2. Bible says that in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books. Understood by what? Books. The number of years wherefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Books are greatest assets. Any Christian you see doing well, they read. Anybody you see doing well, any Christian who is doing well, they read. You cannot live your life successfully without reading. Listen, knowledge is in books. Knowledge is hidden in books. And if you can read, then it is very important that you make a conscious effort to read. If you can read, you make a conscious effort and read. Oh, we've started. I'm telling you, I gave you a long break to go and sleep. If you give me sexy eyes, you see me, I see you. Sit up. Help your neighbor. Help your neighbor. Yeah. Everybody must own books. You know, I'm waiting for you to sleep. Or you don't sleep. Wallahi. And then I'm seeing you shy. Sleep, no water. You know, who is your machine, man? It's your share. And then, who been nanny? Starboy. Stop with this pen. What's a pen? You at your age, you are writing with pen. Who taught you that? I, Daniel, understood by the books. One of the foundations you must have is the foundation of reading books. How many of you here can read? How many of you here can read? Yes. If you can read, you must have books that you read. If you can read and you don't read, you are equal to the person who cannot read. Shall I say it again? If you can read and you don't read, my pastor said that. My pastor, Bishop Dak Hayward Mills. My pastor, Bishop Dak Hayward Mills. He said that if you can read and you don't read, You are not different from somebody who cannot read. You can read. You don't read. You and the person who cannot read, you are the same. Yes. And the world is run by people who can read. If you are going to become a leader, which all of you are going to become leaders, you don't say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. All of you sitting down here, you are going to become leaders.
Amen.
And one cardinal sign of leadership, one cardinal sign of leadership, okay, is reading. Because one day, all of you boys here, even when you don't become pastors to crample, all of you here, you are going to be people's husbands. And you are going to lead a family. You know, they'll call you dada. Usre. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? Yeah. All right. Let me show you 10 reasons why every young person must read. 10 reasons why every young person must read. 10 reasons why every young person must read. Will you read?
Yes.
Will you read?
Yes.
Are you sure you will read?
Yes.
Beautiful. 10 reasons why you must read. Number one. Read for intellectual growth. Read for intellectual growth. Everybody repeat. Say read for intellectual growth. Some of you are not saying. Say read for intellectual growth. Yeah. Listen, you will develop your mind when you read. You develop your mind. Some of you have not developed your mind. Your mind, because we want your mind to develop, that is why we have sent you to school. Yeah, to develop. So those of you here who don't go to school, don't like going to school. When they say go to school, you are chasing lizard and bola bed and things. Go to school. School is very important. When you go to school and you are taught, you are developing your mind. When you go to school and you read, you are developing your mind. Yeah. Reading makes you develop your brain. And then, the very first day, I told you that the most important things you don't see, they are the most important things. Your brain is more important than your hand. Yeah. There are people whose hands have been cut off, but they are living successfully and they are doing well. Yeah. So when you read, you are developing your brain. Anytime you read, you are developing your brain. Number two, read for spiritual growth. Read for spiritual growth. Yes. Even to understand the Bible, you have to read. To understand what is in the Bible, you have to read. So the more you read, the more you become spiritual. You are reading for spiritual growth. How many of you are going to read? How many of you are going to read? When we leave here, you get books, spiritual books, and read. 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 Number three. Read to develop a preaching and teaching style. I told you all of you are going to become pastors. All of you are going to become pastors. Now, if you become a pastor, you preach. And you teach. How do you preach and teach? You preach and teach when you are able to read and understand. So, read to develop a preaching and teaching style. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Develop your preaching style. Develop your teaching style. Read. Number four. See, I'm doing it till so that we can close. Number four, read to improve your language. Since we came here, some of you, when we say something, say, sofu, mekantri. Do you think I came from Accra to come and listen to you to speak tree to me? Yeah. Tree, it ends at a table. You see, sometimes people make, listen. People make vague arguments. When we try to encourage young people to read, people get at us and they speak as though they have rotten milk and mashed kenke in their heads. And they tell us that, why are we forcing children to learn a language which is not Ghanaian, and that we should allow the children to speak their local languages? I am not arguing with you, but listen to me. How many documents in the world are written in Chi? How many documents in this world are written in Ghan? How many documents in this world are written in Ewe or any of these Ghanaian languages? I'm telling you. How many? And for a fact, I will tell you where I stand and what I see. One of the things that will never take you forward on the academic calendar is when you write your exams and you fail your English language. Yeah. You will never go to university if you fail your English language. You will not go forward. You are not going anywhere to happen if you don't pass your English language. So when we say learn English language, learn to speak English, then you see people, philosophers, how do they call them? Motivational speakers, people who think they are very intelligent, and that let them speak their mother tongue, let them get a whole lot of theories about it. I am not struggling with you. We are not in the school of linguistics. Anything we say to understand ourselves, fine. But I'm telling you that your gun, your tree, your ewe, your fanti, and whatever language you think you are speaking, it ends at the Ghana border. Yeah. Even look at us here. We are in Ghana. We are in Ghana. We share boundary with Cote d'Ivoire. We share another boundary with important to cultivate the habit of reading. Daniel said that I understood by the books. I understood by the books. Daniel 9 verse 2. Daniel, I understood by the books. Yeah. We are encouraging you to learn how to read. How to read. Start from reading your Bible. Start reading Christian books. It will make you successfully develop your brain. And don't listen to these motivational speakers and this type of philosophers who come around and they should teach the children in the language they understand. Nobody is saying we shouldn't teach you in the language you understand. But we are saying that your tree, it doesn't cross any border. Yeah. It doesn't cross anywhere. It doesn't cross anywhere. Read. Devote time and read. Develop yourself. Develop your brain. Develop yourself spiritually. Develop yourself academically. It is one of the foundations you must build. Otherwise, look, if you don't read to understand things, when people are talking, you cannot talk some. Learn to, when you read, it improves your language. It improves your language. How do you think that I came from Accra? And since Friday, I'm preaching in tree. Now, how much of the tree do I understand? The tree, how much do I understand? To be preaching to you since Wednesday, and I'm preaching in tree. The whole world is not tree. The whole world is not fancy. The whole world is not gun. The whole world is not away. That is why your communication skills are poor. You can't speak well. That is why somebody can come and stand here yesterday and say that I am a sorry. But today, from today, you will read in Jesus' name. Oh, I said you will read in Jesus' name. Yeah. You can read though. You are just refusing to read. You are just refusing to read. And I'm saying that all these foundations I'm talking about, the earlier you build them when you are younger, the better. Never think that when you grow up, you will read. Ask the grown-ups whether they read. No, ask the grown-up. The people that you think that when you get to their age, you will read. Ask them whether they read. When was the last time you saw your father even reading Daily Graphic? Read to improve your language. Yeah. One day you appear somewhere. You appear and you'll be talking. You'll not be able to say anything. You'll be asking your friend, Osidei. Yeah. It shows how low your thinking is. Osidei. Every sentence somebody say, you ask the person, Osidei. English. It's a basic requirement. Hey, all your books from crèche to whichever level you want to get to, it is written in English. Why don't you want to learn it? It is written in English. A is written in English. The title of the book, even when you take a tree book, it is written in the title is written in English. And you don't want to read anything. They told you that, as for local language, it's very good. I'm not saying your local language is not good. Why will I fight with your local language? Your local language is good. Me too, my local language is good. But I'm saying that your local, that is why it is called local. Local. Local means just here, these four corners. Like the way the Ghana map is four corners. That is where your local language ends. It cannot cross any barrier. What is point number one? Read for intellectual growth. Intellectual growth. You will be wise when you read. You will be intelligent when you read. They will never say amen because they don't understand it. Amen. What is the second one?
Read for spiritual.
Read for spiritual growth. Yeah. Pastors who preach well, they are readers. Pastors who teach well, they are readers. Yeah. My pastor, Bishop Daki Wadmills, when he's preaching, you can see that this is somebody who reads. He doesn't just shout. He reads. When he's preaching, he tells us facts and figures. What is the next one? Read to develop your preaching and teaching style. The next one. Read to improve your language. Number five. Read to have fellowship with great minds and great people. Read to have fellowship with great minds. Mind and great people. Yeah. You are going to be great. You didn't hear that. I said you are going to be great. And because you are going to be great, you are going to fellowship with great people. Now, the only way to fellowship with great people is when you read and you have ideas. When great people are talking, you talk some. When great minds are thinking and they are talking. You see, when you grow up and you start to work, at your workplace, there are some committees they'll put you inside. Why would they put you inside the committee? Because your brain works. Yeah. At my workplace, I am in a lot of committees. Because they need my input. They need my brain to suggest. They need my brain to bring up an idea. There are people who also work with us there, but nobody put them in any group. May you fellowship with great minds and great people. Amen. When you see a great person, you should be able to communicate with a person. You should be able to hold a fruitful discussion with a person. Great minds. Reading. Reading is very good. Reading is very good. Learn to get books and read. Hey! Get books and read. Get books and read. At a very young age, learn to read. Learn to read. What do you use your time for? Some of you sitting down here, you have never read a storybook from cover to cover before. Never. If I start to go around and ask you, which storybook have you read before? You will see that you have never read any storybook before. You love to watch than to read. You can sit behind television. All of you sitting down here, you can sit behind television for hours. But the moment they give you book, then the book now becomes like a sleeping tablet. It will cause you to sleep right now. But you can watch a movie for 5 hours and you will never blink an eye. You are interested in what you watch more than what you read. That is why when great people are talking, you cannot talk some. Yeah. When I was in primary school, we were taught a poem. When I was in class 5, a certain teacher, is it class 5 or class? Yes, class 5 or class 4, somewhere like that. We had a teacher who came to teach us a poem. The whole poem was about frogs. 20 frogs that were going to school. 20 froggies went to school down beside the rushy pool. 20 little coats of green, 20 vests all white and clean. Master Bullfrog Gravenstein called the classes in. The way the man beat us to learn about 20 frogs that were going to school. 20 frogs. At a point, I asked myself that if 20 frogs are going to school, if I'm home, 20 frogs. The whole poem, long poem, he used to beat us every morning. 20 froggies went to school. One day he said that if you don't say the poem, you will not go home. Everybody said that was the only one. But me, I stay in the school with the headmaster. He himself, he left. Yeah. But when we got to class 5 or class 6, we had another teacher who taught us a sensible poem. The poem said that the height that great men reached and kept, were it attained by a sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, kept on toiling upwards in the night. I could remember the poem. But these 20 frogs that were going to school, I don't know whether they have graduated. The height that great men reach and kept. It's a Dadabi poem. The height that great men reach and kept, were it attained by a sudden flight. Sit well. But they, while their companions slept. You see, it is a poem that even motivates you. Compared to 20 frogs, how does a 20 frog that were going to school, how will it motivate me? Up to now, that poem, I can't say it. It was one of my friends, Comfort. She said, "Oh, you must try and learn the poem. The way the man has been beating you, I'm worried." I said, "Me, I'm not worried. He should beat me." 20 froggies went to school, down beside a rushy pool. 20 little coats of green, 20 vests all white and clean. Master Bullfrog Grave and Stern called the classes in their chest. Frogs, and they've gone to class. Frogs have gone to class. They've paid school fees and they've gone to class. call the classes in their turn. Hey, you can't even understand the poem self. But another teacher came and he said that the height that great men reached and kept weren't attained by a sudden flight. Where great people had reached, they didn't fly there. But they, when their friends were asleep, they were toiling upwards and they were learning deep into the night. That's the whole point. It encouraged us to learn compared to 20 frogs. 20 frogs who know. You know, some of the poems they teach you at school, it's a useless poem. It's a, but I can't tell your headmaster. I can't tell him. That's a useless poem. They teach you those poems for graduation so that you go and collect 5 CDs for them. The title of my poem is Education. Every school, there's a poem on education. Every school, when there's graduation, or there's a poem on education, or peace. Peace. Sit down. Sit down. Yeah. You will fellowship with great minds. Great minds. You see, when you travel and you see great people, you'll be able to have a meaningful conversation with them. Yeah. Yeah. A sign. Go to the back. Go to the back. Shedding trousers, Abby. Don't come to the front here again. Don't come here again. You, come and sit here. You, come and sit here. Yes. Come and sit here. This will be your chair. You too, come and sit here. You, come and sit here. Star boy, come and take your star away. Take your star away. You don't know me. You didn't trust me. A sign of an empty-headed person is when we are having a conversation and the person keeps smiling. On camera, baby. Yeah, it's a sign that you are empty. You never say anything sensible. Yeah. We are talking about something serious. And you cannot bring yourself to say something. Yeah. There are people, when you bring politics, they will say something. When you bring football, they will say something. When we are talking about cars, they will say something. Any topic under the sun, when they bring it, they will say something. Yeah. It's a sign that they read. You, some of you sitting down here. Well, if I ask you, what are the continents in the world? You cannot. If I ask you the planets in the world, you cannot. Oh, they didn't teach us. They must not teach you everything. Some of the things you know by reading. You know it by reading. Build a mighty foundation of reading Christian books. Yeah. I have a book. It's on my iPad. It is called How to Be a Gentleman. I have another book there. It's called How to Be a Lady. Yeah. It is in that book that I learned so many things. How to behave yourself. My pastor, Bishop Dak Hayward Mills, has written a book called Ministerial Ethics. It's one of the books I read often. How to carry yourself, how to behave well as a pastor. Ministerial ethics, courtesy for boys and girls. You don't know that when your father gets a call, you don't pick the call. It's because you don't read. You are there, your father's phone has rang. You have picked, hello, 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 bush girl. Your father's phone is there. Yeah, you are going through your father's phone. Before your mother will know that she had had a call, you have picked the call already. Ma, Pacho, be afraid. You are a bush boy. Hello? 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 Are you still here with me? Yeah. Get
except for boys and girls. Everybody, you have to read that book. How to behave. How to behave. When you visit somebody, you don't go and visit somebody and you start opening their fridge. Nah, I don't want to drink here. You don't go to people's homes and ask whether they've cooked or they've not cooked. It's a bushiatic behavior. It's an animalistic behavior. You have gone to visit your friend and you went to enter their bedroom. Shame on you. Shame on you. Some of you, everywhere you go, they give you food, you eat. You are sitting down with your parents and you are watching television and you are the one changing the channel. You are a silly girl. If you are watching television with your parents, if I were you, when your parents are even watching television, you don't even go there. Your parents have got a visitor. Who taught you that? If you read, you will know that there's something called curtsy for boys and girls. Your parents have got visitor. As they are talking now, then you are contributing to the discussion. Are you not a silly boy? May you read. Chama.
When I gave you break, you were playing ball. Why are you not part of those who are playing the ball? Are you? Today they are, you shine. You ain't the one sitting behind the two of you. You see me, I see you. Today. Today, dear. And then, dear Bessie, Bessie. Bibi, Bessie. Bibi, Bessie. Bibi, Bessie. Today, there's something will happen. Yeah.
May you fellowship with great minds. Oh, I said, may you fellowship with great minds. Number six. Read in order to learn how to write. Read in order to learn how to write. Anybody who reads can write. One day you write letters. Right now we have a generation of young people that when they even write WhatsApp and they send you, it's full of baller. Your spellings are bad. Yeah. WhatsApp has spot you. Your spellings are bad. We have a generation of young people who don't read. You don't read. You don't read. You only like to watch things. Your grammar is poor. Your writing skills are poor. You are interested in shorthand. Shorthand. Anybody who sends me a message and the person writes shorthand, I don't respond to the person. I don't care who you are. Yeah. It's a sign of daftness at your age that we pay school fees for you. We pay school fees for you. And then when you are texting good morning, the good, you write G-U-D. We pay school fees for you. And that is how you write good. How? You write W-H and W. How are you? And you is just you. Yeah. If that is how you send messages to people, you will never go far. I'm telling you. Yeah. For me, I have a strong aversion for young people who reduce themselves to such. You can't write well. When you write, nobody. There is a girl I know. The only thing that when she writes, you can read is happy birthday. Any other thing when she writes, unless you call her to tell her that, what did you write? The only thing is happy birthday. Yeah. Reading will make you learn how to. One day you have to write. One day you'll be needed to write something. And I'm saying that all of you should go to school. School is very important. Go to school. Develop yourself. Develop your brain. Go to school. Don't end at JHS. Don't end in class 6. Don't end at SHS. Go to school. Become an intellectual person. Become a literate. Go to school. Maybe I may do classes and I'm a jai. You know jai. you will never die. You will go to school and you will complete it. Hey, in this church, the lowest qualification is BSc. The lowest. One call school cra, ube call university abba. I say you go to university and come. Yeah. That is the least educated person amongst us. You will go to, now is it not here that there is tech here? There is KNUST here. There is KNUST, and you make people come from other regions to come and attend university in your region. And you that you are here, you cannot go to that school. And business. You will do the business, but you still go to school. Hey, now everybody is going to school. Everybody is going to school. You will never be a school dropout. You don't. I say you will never be a school dropout. Yeah. Don't be a school dropout. Don't never aspire to be a school dropout. Yeah. Because you see, sometimes because you don't go to school, when we are talking, we have to explain everything we say to you. We can't be doing that. As I'm preaching, that every word we have to explain it to you because you have decided that you are not going to read. Yeah. Read so that you can learn how to write. You can learn how to write. May I read a lot and I write. One day I was there, somebody called me. He said, please, can you write a tribute for my father-in-law? His father-in-law has died. Me, I don't know the father-in-law. But I wrote a tribute for him and he went to read it at his father-in-law funeral. When he read the tribute finish, people were crying. I don't know the father-in-law. But I wrote a touching tribute. I wrote a touching tribute. I tell you, I write that I can write. By the grace of God, I can write. If you go to my Facebook, when I write, people read and they comment. I take my time and I write. I am not an art student. I'm a pure science student. I did physics, chemistry, biology, elective math, gelatinous TTP. I did chemistry. I did titration. Yes, at the meter orange, phenol talent, color change, tighter value. These are the things. I did elective math, DYDS, differentiation and integration. I wasn't an art student at all. But when I write, you think that I am an art student. Because I read. I spend time to read. I have time. I have an iPad. This iPad, if I show you the books on this thing, you never believe it. You won't believe it. I read. I have a lot of books here. Some of you have a lot of books in your homes, but you don't read. You have books in your look. If you come to my house, I have a room. That room, nobody sleeps there. It is called my study. It's a room with only books. Only books. If you go, there's table and there's chair. There's books. If you enter my house first time, you will never see book around till I make you enter that room. When you enter that room, you can't come out. You see powerful titles of books in that room. Yeah. If you love reading, you sit down. Yeah, you sit down. Recently, I told myself that I'm going to buy a fridge, tabletop fridge, into that room. And I'll put drinks in there. When you come and I put you into that room, as you are reading, then you are drinking juice. Read. Read. Number 7. Read to acquire new information. Read to acquire new information. Most people think that acquiring new information is the only reason why you should read a book. But it is the only one of the many reasons why you should be a reader. Ignorance is one of the greatest enemies of mankind. If you do not read, your ignorance is self-inflicted and inexcusable. If you don't read. Yeah, if you don't read, your ignorance is what? Self-inflicting. With this one, you don't understand it. I can't say it in Chi. Yeah. Self-inflicting. You are hurting yourself. Self-inflicting. You are bringing, like, your ignorance is a lot. read to acquire. Look, a lot of information. You see, those of you who have phone, instead of you to even read, using the phone to download books and read, you rather download useless things. You're on Snapchat, you're on TikTok. You go to TikTok to watch girls' buttocks and you like it and you come out. You think I fear you? I don't fear who. Those are the things you want. You buy data, you download useless things and you read them. You watch. I'm saying that the generation of young people we have, they are interested in watching things more than reading things. Do you think if I didn't read, I'll be able to be preaching to you from Wednesday, Thursday, today, Friday, and tomorrow morning? And you are enjoying it? No, I must have something in my head. I should have something in my head to be able to preach to be able to preach to you since Wednesday that I came from Accra to Inkaria to be preaching. I am not tired. There should be something in my head. I should have built my foundation of reading books. Didn't you see me holding different books? Yeah. How do you think I'm able to get the information from all those books? It's because I devote time to read. You don't read anything. Yeah. You don't read anything. A lot of information. There are so much information around us. You can only get them when you devote your time, sit down and read. Sit down and read. If you enter my study, I have a storybook column, plenty. Those storybooks, if you open it, people's names. I collected storybooks from people who didn't read. A lot of people buy books they don't read. When I get it from you, I take it from you. Yeah, I read. And when I take a book and I'm not done, I don't put it down. I am on it. I'm reading. I'm looking for something deep into the night. I'm reading on my iPad. I'm reading. Some of you, if you get this iPad, the things you will do with it, the games you will play with it. Yeah. Deep into the night, I am reading. I am reading this. I'm reading this. I'm reading this. I'm writing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing so many things. If I leave here tomorrow, I'll get to Accra tomorrow evening. Sunday morning, I am preaching. Next week, by this time, I am in another church. I am preaching Saturday and Sunday. When we enter the next month, I have a camp at another place. I'm going to be preaching from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Different from what I am preaching here. You think if I don't read, they'll call me here? If I don't have something in my head, if my head is coconut head, only water, they'll call me here? Why has nobody called you? Why is nobody calling you? Because there is nothing in your head now. That's why. Read to acquire new information. Everybody say new information.
New information. Yeah.
As a leader, you need new information. Information comes every time. New information. Every time something new is popping up. You are here. You don't know the U.S. president. Even politics in Ghana, you don't even read to know what is happening. You don't know. Next one. I like this one. He said, read to develop your leadership abilities. Anyone who spends more money on books than on food and clothes is destined for leadership. Yeah. My books are more than my clothes. My books. I have just a few clothes. Yeah. So if you get money, you buy meat pie and coke than you buy a book. Yeah. Some of you, when you get money, you invest in your phone more than you will invest in books. That is why your phone is smarter than your head. That's why your phone is called a smartphone. The phone is smarter than your brain. Because you have not invested in your brain. You have rather invested in your phone. You see people holding iPhone 13 Pro Max, iPhone 15, and all that they use the iPhone for is touchlight, calculator, and they reduce the iPhone to making calls. iPhone, does it have touchlight on it? There's touchlight on it. They reduce the phone to touchlight and making calls and calculator. When people can use the iPhone 15 for something better, it tells the low thinking of the brain. You are going to be a leader. And because you are going to be a leader, you must read. Leadership qualities. You must read. You got to read. Tell your neighbor, you got to read. Say, you got to read. Say, you got to read.
Yeah, when I say sleep, you didn't want to sleep.
Munjami. Munjami. Naminda.
Star boy, they have sacked him. If I see you here again, you better share trousers back.
Hey, if I see you sleeping, a girl will sack you to the back. Sit up.
Yeah, have they given you some of the shirts? What color?
White? Red?
If we close, go and bring it. You wear the shirt again. I've collected it. Or you beg. You beg. Sit up. When we gave you break, that go and sleep. You didn't sleep. You were shouting, running around. Even me, pastor, I went to sleep. Me, I would never sleep if I'm preaching. On top of it, I move 300, move a deep bank, move a trap bank, move a deep bank. When I saw some of you, your bank, I say, a rat. Say, Sammy Shebre. You are the next person I will knock you. You are sleeping. Why are we named round? Next. Number what? Number 9. Read because a person who does not read. Read because a person who does not read is no better than a person who cannot read. Read because a person who does not read is no better than a person who cannot read. I think I explained this one. And then number 10. Read so that you will be in the top 20% of society. Only 20% of the people in society read. Read so that you will be in the top 20%. Read so that you will be in the top 20% of society. Yeah. You have to read, though. You have to read. You have to read. Only 20% of people read. The rest of the people, they don't read. They don't read at all. Most people don't read. Madam, will you sit down? Hey, come and sit down. Didn't you hear me say nobody should stand up? This one, to have to say it in three. Develop this foundation. How many of you are going to read? How many of you are going to read from today? Next year when we come back, you guys are going to read. I said next year, when I see you, be a reader. You come and show me. Listen, every month, you must have a book you are reading. Every month.
at least one book for 1 month. One book for 1 month. Start. By the time the year is ending, you would have read 12 books. Imagine you sitting down here having read 12 books. You'll be better off. Yeah. 12 books. The mighty foundation of reading Christian books. And I want you to deliberately invest in books. Invest in books. Invest in books. Books are important. Books are a blessing. Invest in books. Take your time and read books. Learn books. Read books. You'll be a better person. Intentionally read books. Books are a blessing. Yeah. Great people. Any great person you see, they read. Any great person you see, they read. Yeah. That is why Daniel could say in Daniel 9, verse 2, that I, Daniel, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books of the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to me. I understood by the books. Books are used everywhere. Books are used everywhere. Books are used everywhere. And a book is a patient. A book is a patient teacher. A book will teach you. When you read and you don't understand, and you close the book, when you go and come back, you can come and read it again. You keep reading the same thing. Books are a blessing. May you devote your time to read books. Amen. I said, may you devote your time to read books. Amen. Books will help you. It will develop your cognitive abilities. No, I have to speak English. When I came here and I was speaking those English, you think I didn't go to school? Think I didn't go to school? I went to school. Books will make you wise. The more you read, the wiser you become. The more you read. I pray for you that may the spirit of reading come upon you.
Amen. Yeah.
Timothy was a young guy. He read. Timothy. Reading is not above you. Put off that television in your house. That television in your house. Put it off. Put it off. And get a book and read. You should be able to say, I've read this book. I've read this book. I've read this book. I've read this book. How many books have you read? How many books have you read? How many books have you read? All of you here can read. You can all read. But you don't want to read. You can read. You see, when you have information, it means you have power. Information makes you powerful. Information makes you what? Powerful. May you devote your time to read.
Amen. Yeah.
You see, suddenly you'll be wise. Be wise. If I try it. If you want to be intelligent, if you want people to describe you as an intelligent person, one of the things you must do is that you must learn to read. When they are making contribution to a topic, you will be able to also say some. Yeah. There's something I want to tell you, but I will not tell you now. I won't say it. Because you understand. You understand. But you are changing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, I say you are changing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are going to read many books.
Amen.
Yeah. Read. Reading, you see, there are things that when you are not 18 years in Ghana, you cannot do. True of us. What can you not do when you are not 18? You can't drive. You cannot vote. You can't, other than you are interested in marriage. And you cannot marry. Yeah, you cannot marry. You cannot drink alcohol. Or they will not sell alcohol for you. Not you cannot drink. There are people who are less than 18, they drink. Hey, but they cannot sell it to you. It's illegal. So many things when you are not 18, you are considered a minor that you cannot do. But thankfully, reading a book is not one of those things. You can actually read. It doesn't matter your age. Yeah. Prayer is not one of those. You can pray. Whether you are 18 years or below, you can pray. Having your quiet time is not one of those. When you are less than 18, you can actually have your quiet time. Yeah. It's like that. It's very important, too. Very important. May you develop yourself. Oh, I said, may you develop yourself.
Amen.
I said, may you develop yourself.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, develop yourself.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet. And lift up your hands. Everybody lift up your hands. Pastor Peter, help me to pray. Karaba zadabo siyaba. Mando rabada bro sikebra karabandaba. Everybody stand up. Nobody should go out. Karabadabra. Pray that God will help you. God will give you wisdom. God will give you understanding. Anytime you pray,
the wisdom to God.
Talk to God.
Lord, give us that
the spirit of wisdom will enter you.
May the spirit of wisdom enter into us.
Or
we pray the spirit of knowledge, Lord.
The
Lord, we will love knowledge. We will love to read books, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Maloko sevedebana kasidevedebe. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, O Lord. We